We're on Ayin Beis of the Days, the bottom. The Elul Nisholim Burim Vitumim. Ki Osher of Dimi Omar Begodim Shekoin Godel Meshamesh Vohen Meshuach Melchama Meshamesh Vohen. The same eight Begodim that the Kohen Godel is Ovid Avoda, if the Meshuach Melchama wants to be Ovid Avoda, he also has to wear eight Begodim. Shneemar ubigde akodesh asher li Aaron yu levon of achrav lemisha bo bigdulo achrav, the next one in line. In other words, not only his son who takes over after him, but there are various kohanim gedolim for different functions, and one of them is Meshuach Muhamma. He comes after the gedul of the kohen gadol, so he also has to wear eight begadim. Rashi, meshamish bohen. Meshuach Melchama, Kohen Shemashchu leMelchama, LeDaber Divrei Ma'aroch Ma'archi HaMelchama, Shenemar V'nigash HaKohen V'Diber La'am. Special appointment of the Kohen who addresses the people before they go into battle. So he has a din of a Kohen Gadol for many things. And one of them is that if he's Ovid Avod, he has to wear eight begodim. Mishamish Bohem, in Bo'al Lava, B'Reis HaMikdash, Lo V'Eshches Begodim. You, LeBon of Achrov, Ho Achrov Kro Yiseirahu. The word achrov is extra. Should have said, yulabonav, lemidrish ba kol gedulos nohogos bizarro achrov, umashuach mochoma gedulahi. Oh, we didn't get it yet. Okay. That's the next piece. I'm going to ask now, so that's one halacha, that the mashuach mochoma is mishamish beches begodim. Masiv rav ada bar ava, v'amri lakadi. Right? So rav ada bar ava, and some say this was asked anonymously, yochol yehei benoshel mashuach mochoma mishamish tachtov, Kederosh Benoshul Kohen Gadol Meshamach Tachtov. I might think that the inyan of Meshuach Melchama goes Beirusha just like the Kohuna Gedola. Right? The halacha is that if the Kohen Gadol dies, if his son is fit to fit his shoes, even though right at this point he doesn't fit his shoes, but he's fit someday to grow into the position, then the son has preference over everybody else, and that halach applies to all sroros, not only to kohuna, not only to malchus, but all sroros, all positions of authority, right? The children of the person who had the authority come first if they're fit, even if they may not be exactly like their father, but they basically fit the requirements of the position, that's good enough. Mashenkin Meshuach Muhammad, I may think it's the same halacha, and the Maisha will see it's not, and the Achronim explain the reason is, because Meshuach Muhammad is not just a position of authority. He has to be successful in giving chizik to people before they go to battle, so he just can't be, you know, fit for the position. He has to be special for that position, and therefore it doesn't go Beirusha. But all other things go Beirusha, including Rabbanus. One thing that what's it called that Yerusha applies to. The son of a Rav is Roy for his position. Just recently, Rav Nevensal appointed his son to take his place. If he's fit to take the place, then he comes first before anybody else. Okay. Kederah Shebenoshel Kohen Gadol Meshamach Tachtov. How do I know that's not the case by Meshul Mechama? Talmud Lomar Shivas Yomim Yilbashem HaKohen Tachtov Mibonav Asher Yovel Omoed. Misha Roy Lovel Omoed. Right, only the Kohuna Gedola, which is Roy Lovel Omoed, that it goes Beirusha. But this specifically is an exception to the rule. Even though all Sroras, like we said, go Beirusha, Meshuach Mechama doesn't. Talmud Lomar, Asher Yovel Olam Moed, Misheroy Lov Olam Moed, L'chaper B'Kodesh B'Yom HaKippurim. Olav Ani Omer L'cha Tachtov Mibonov, Shebeno Yeh Tachtov. Yotzezeh She'in Olroy, V'Lav Kohen Gadol, he's not a Kohen Gadol. So Mora asked, so what was the question then? So that's the halacha. The Isa, if he's Meshamesh B'ches B'Gadim, like a Kohen Gadol, the Meshuach Melchama, Nechzeh Chose, he's also Roy Lov Olam Moed, he has a din of a Kohen Gadol. He's Meshamesh B'Shmona B'Gadim. Din Isa de Beches Begodim hu Meshamish kol Hashana, hay nomi Nechzichosi, dechsi b'yom HaKippurim, v'chipra HaKohen asher yimshach oso, v'asher yimale es yodo, v'chol milu yodayim al yidei HaBegodim hu, dechsi v'u b'gidei HaKodesh asher li Aaron. There's one of two ways you can become a Kohen Gadol, either Meshicha or with Ribui Begodim. So if he wears the eight begadim, he has a din of a kohen gadol. So why is he not roy lovel amon moed? How can we exclude meshuach melchama from the din of Yerusha, right? Because he's not roy lovel amon moed. He is roy lovel. He wears the eight begadim. Amrav Nachman bar Yitzchak hachi chomer. Kol she'ikr meshichasu la'ol moed, yotazeh she'ikr meshichasu la'melchama. Doesn't mean he's not roy, but that's not his purpose. The only one who the kohuna goes b'Yerusha is somebody whose main appointment was for Ol Moed. But if his main appointment was to speak by the Melchama, not for, even though he's fit to go into Ol Moed, because he wears eight begadim, that doesn't go b'Yerusha. Neshtei. Mashuach Melchama eno Meshamesh lo b'Yarboa kekohen hegit, lo b'Shimon kekohen gadol. Raisa says that a Mashuach Melchama is not Meshamesh in Arba Begodim like a Kohen Hedyet, nor is he Meshamesh in Eight Begodim like a Kohen. Can't be Meshamesh. Either way. Why? What's it called? Rashi? No Rashi. Right? So you see that he's not Meshamesh B'Shmon Begodim. Not like we said that he's what's it called is Meshamesh B'Shmon. He's not Meshamesh in either one. Amalei Abaya Elazor Mashvislei. So then what is he? He's not a Kohen. Right? He can't be a Kohen Hedyet. Can't be a Kohen Godel. Ela kekoin gadol bishum eva kekoin hegit bishum malam bekodesh moridin. No, enochanan min haTorah, he really has a din of a kohen gadol, but because of eva, you can't have two kohanim gedolim running around the Beis Hamikdash with eight begadim. It'll cause eva. So therefore, he can't be meshamish bishmon begadim, and he can't be meshamish biarv begadim because malam bekodesh v'lo moridim. He can't, once he became the din of a kohen gadol, he can't be meshamish like a kohen hegit. So therefore, he's not fit. Not because he's not a Kohen, because it's practically speaking impossible.
Does it have to be a
Meshuach Muhammad? No, it could be there's times when there's no Meshuach Muhammad.
How did he become a
Kohen
Gadol? If he never did Avodah,
you know, wearing the eight begadim itself makes you roy.
You have to do an
Avodah. What?
You have to
do an Avodah with it. No, love Dafka. For Yom Kippur, it could be the need to have some Avodah. But here he becomes a Kohen Gadol. He'll do the Avodah. They'll become the Kohen Gadol. He has a din of a Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah. What?
He never did an Avodah yet with the Shemot of Gadol.
So, but he wears the eight begadim, he's roy to do avodah to become a kohen gadol. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Any kohen gadol before he does the avodah, he's roy to do the avodah. That makes him the kohen gadol. Then, so he'll become the kohen gadol. Mishum eva avabidurai shachosim. In haTorah, he's roy to be kohen gadol. But what's it called? But because of eva, we don't allow him to be mishamish b'shmona begadim. Amalei Ravada barava l'rava. V'hai tanad lesli eva v'loka mishamish. I'll bring you a braisa of someone who doesn't hold at this concept of eva, and still the Meshuach Melchama is not Meshamish. So you see the reason is not because of eva. Titania, Dvarim Shebein Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyet. What are the things that are different between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyet? So the differences are, the Gra and Rashi both leave out Par Kohen Moshiach. Par HaBoa Kol HaMitzvos. That's the par that a Kohen Gadol brings if he is over any one of the mitzvahs that normally, a regular Yisrael would bring one korban, he brings a different korban, Rashi. Par koin Moshiach lo garsinan. One second. The les le'eva, the lo chayish le'eva. I'll bring you a braisa that goes according to the Man D'Yomer who doesn't hold of this concept of eva, and still he holds Meshuach Muhammad, it's not Meshamish. Kolomer v'ka'omer de lo Meshamish, Meshuach Muhammad, Mishmona. So it can't be, the reason can't be Eva, because he doesn't hold of Eva. So now we're going to see that price. Par koin Moshiach lo garsina, dahainu par rabo, kol ha-mitzvah, same thing. Par koin Moshiach is a special par that the koin Moshiach brings for mitzvahs that somebody else would bring a different kind of korban. Koin Moshiach shechote behelem dover. Right? Koin Moshiach was chote, he forgot one of the mitzvahs or part of one of the mitzvahs that Yechayev Koris for. Maybe par. He brings a par. Vahegit maybe kisbo seira. Kishar yochid shev Yisrael. And a regular Jew brings a kisbo a seira as a chatas. But the Kohen Gadol brings a par. So that's called par habor al kol hanitzos, or it's called par Kohen Moshiach. There's no two separate things. So he doesn't have to mention both of them. Upar Yom HaKippurim. He is the one who brings the par of Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedyet doesn't bring a par on Yom Kippur. Vashiris ha'efa, every day a Kohen Gadol brings Ashiris ha'efa, chavitim, and the Kohen Hedid only brings on the day that he becomes initiated into the kahuna. Lo poreya v'lo pore, right? A Kohen Gadol is not poreya or pore. We'll see in 1 second what that is. Of a porim hula milamata, but he does tear kriya on the bottom of his beged, not like everybody else does on the top of the beged. Vahedyot milamala, and a regular kohen and every other regular person, when they have to tear kriya, tear on the top. Ve'ei metami l'krova, a kohen gadol can't be metami l'krovim, but a kohen hedyot is. U'metzuva l'basula, he has to marry a basula. U'muzra almana, and he can't marry an almana, but a kohen hedyot can. Umarziris arotzeach, and if he dies, a rotzeach goes out of Ori Niklot, but what's a kohen hedyot not? Umakriv onein, he can be makriv when he's an onein. There ain't no ochel, but he doesn't eat, even when even a kohen god doesn't eat korbanos when he's an onein. But he's makriv, mashen a kohen hedyot is not makriv even when he's an onein. There ain't no cholik v'notul achelik barosh, right? And he doesn't go into the regular distribution of korbanos, but notul chelik barosh, he gets whatever part he wants, the best part first, right? He's not part of the chalukah. Umakriv chelik barosh, and he has the right to be makriv any korban that he wants to. First, he has a choice. Umeshamish mishmona kelim, and he wears 8 begodim. Upotra al tumas mikdash vikadoshav, and if he, goes into the Beis HaMikdash and doesn't realize that he's Tameh, he doesn't bring the carbon ola v'yored that a regular Jew would bring. The chol avodas Yom HaKippurim ain't a ksheris elabo, and a kohen gadol is kosher for avodas Yom HaKippurim, not a kohen hedyot. The kula noagos b'maruba begadim chutz mipar haba kol ha-mitzvos. And all of these halachas apply to a Kohen who's not Kohen Moshiach. He didn't get anointed with the Sheben HaMishcha, but the way he became Kohen Gadol was by wearing the 8 Begadim, except for Parah Barakah HaMishcha. That says specifically Kohen HaMoshiach, that only applies, that he brings a par instead of a Kisbar Seira, only applies to a Kohen who became Kohen Gadol through Moshiach, not a Kohen Gadol who became Kohen Gadol only through Ribui Begadim. The chulam noagos b'meshuach sha'avar, and all of them apply to a kohen gadol who was appointed to take the place of the kohen gadol, because something happened to the kohen gadol, and then the kohen gadol became kosher again, and he's called meshuach sha'avar, chutz mipar yom ha'kippurim v'asiri so'efa. The meshuach sha'avar doesn't bring a par on Yom Kippur, and he doesn't bring chavitim every day. The chulam ein noagos b'meshuach mochama, and none of these halachas apply to meshuach mochama, chutz mechamisha dvorim amurim b'parsha, except for the 5 things that apply to the kohen gadol that are not nogeya to avod on the Beis HaMikdash, which is lo poreya, v'lo poreim, v'lo metami lekrova, v'metzuva lebesula muzra amona, u'mazir esarotzeach k'div Reb Yehuda. And that's what Reb Yehuda holds. And therefore Reb Yehuda holds that a meshuach sha'avar, right, is mishamesh like a kohen gadol, except for par yom ha'kippurim and asiris ha'efa. That means there's no din of Eva. Because normally, v'chachomim omrim, ain't no marzer, ki lesle Eva. One second. V'chachomim omrim, ain't no marzer. And the chachomim say that, what's it called, that he's not marzer the rotzeach. But l'maisa, this Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, holds that there's no Eva. Because normally we hold that a meshuach sha'avar is not roy for a kohen gadol or a kohen hedyot. He can't be a kohen hedyot because ma'alim b'kodesh lo moridin. He can't be a kohen gadol because of Eva. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of Eva. And still he holds that Meshuach Mulchama is what's it called, not Roy, to be a Kohen Gadol. There's only 5 things that are Nogayatim, but nothing to do with Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't wear 8 Begadim. So you can't say the reason he doesn't wear 8 Begadim is because of Eva, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of Eva. And still he holds he's not Meshamish Bechshon Begadim. Where it says, Ki Lesley Eva B'dechavosei, B'dezutur Minei Islei. When doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold of Eva? If he's on the same level as the Kohen Gadol, the Shoch Sha'avar is mamish on the same level as the Kohen Gadol. There, we're afraid of Eva. But we're not afraid of Eva, we're not afraid of Eva, because they're on the same level. But that somebody lesser than him should be mishamish in the Beis HaMikdash, equal to him, there's Eva. So Meshuach Mochama, really Nikar Adin is Roy to be Mishamish Mishmon Begodim, but he's not because of Eva. And even Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't hold of Eva with an equal Kohen Gadol, does hold of Eva from Meshulach Muhammad. Vashir Sa'efa Shabakol Yom. A Kohen Gadol brings Chavitim. Vashir Sa'efa every day. Can you see Vakoin HaMashiach Tafimi Bonav Yasos? Lo Porea Rosho, the Gadol Seir Machmas Avelis. Right, so Rashi learns that Lo Porea means he's not allowed to grow his hair because of Avelis. Okay, it's din in Avelis. Kohen Gadol is not Porea. There's Machlokas the Rambam and the Ramban. Right? The Rambam learns that it's not a din of Avelis. It's a din bichlau that a Kohen Gadol, let's see who holds what. No, the Ramban learns it's a din dafkin Avelis, right? That the Kohen Gadol is not Porea Rosho, he doesn't grow extra hair, what's it called, and he doesn't, what's it called, tear his begotten. Over a mace. Not Lamala, but only Lamata. The Rambam and the din that a Kohen, that any Kohen can't go Parua Rosh into the Azora, that's what's it called, the separate Halacha Lamosha Misinai, that's not this Halacha. Begod of Lo Sifromu, Rosh of Lo Yeh Parua, that's only Legabi Avelis. Special din in Avelis for Kohen Gadol. The Rambam learns that it's an Isser for a Kohen Gadol to go in to the Azora, Roy Lavoda Beprue Rosh, or to tear what's it called his Begodim, his Big Day Kahuna ever, even Shalob Avelis. He always has to be ready to do Avoda. A regular Kohen Hedyet who stamp tears Begodim, right, it's not over this specific Isser, maybe over other Isserim, but not this. But a Kohen Gadol is special Isser. That's how the Rambam holds. The Ramban, the Rashi seems to learn like the Ramban. There's a special din in Avelis. Milamata shipule de godav. Veina matamil krova, vaval hedyet matamil osadamur in the parish. Seven krovim, a Kohen hedyet is matamitu. Umitsuva la basula b'ese. There's a mitzvah sasei to marry a basula and not to marry a ba'ula. Umuzra almona b'lav. There's a lav to marry an almona for a Kohen Gadol. But a Kohen hedyet is only also begrusha. When he dies, the Rotschim get out of Ari Miklat. We learn this already, that a Kohen Gadol is makriv when he's an onain. Nashain Kain doesn't eat. They know ochel, kolomer, afapishu cholot, minahedit, minahkrova, shavahu lolin yinachila. The same din of the Kohen Hedit, he can't eat when he's an onain. The eno cholek, shu onain, lechola eret, kishitav, or aninus. And he doesn't split up during the day when he's an onain. He doesn't get a share in the karbonos that he could eat that night, minat Torah, because aninus laila is lav aninus. The next day, he already can eat, the next night. Da'aminam bizvachim perek tful yom haroi lachila cholek, shen roi lachila eno cholek. Only somebody who's fit to eat at that time splits up the karbonos of that day. But not somebody who's going to be fit to eat dafka at night. Umakriv chelik barosh, mefurish perakama. That he gets to be makriv any time he wants to, he can be makriv. Upatra al tumas mikdash, he doesn't have to go into the regular shifts of the kohanim. Upatra al tumas mikdash, behorios nafkama, mikrob perak basra, the kulahach masnishim forish lahasa. This Bryce is explained in Horios. Meruba begodim, kohanim gedolim shishimshu miyom shenignas shemen anishcha, shloi elohem lakuna gedola, elabri begodim. Right, these are the Kohanim Gedolim, the Mishamish, after they put away the Shemen HaMishcha. So there was no more Shemen HaMishcha, so the only way they became Kohanim Gedolim is by wearing the eight begodim. Chutz mipar habal kol ha-mitzvus, the Mashiach sibe. There it says, Kohen HaMashiach. The afagav v'gabi asir sa'efa nomi Mashiach sibe, even though it says by asir sa'efa, Kohen HaMashiach, Israbi nomi meruba begodim mi v'ha Kohen. There's a special riboy, v'ha Kohen, Mibonov Tachtov, right, brings an Asiris Ha'efa, even a Kohen who's only Meruba Begodim. Aval HaKohen, deceived of a parabol called a mitzvah, even though there it says HaKohen, itzrich legufei. Kivetanya Petoris Kohanim, Mashiach Yochel Zem Melech, Tamar Lomer HaKohen. Over there we need HaKohen to tell me it's a Kohen Gadol, not the Melech. So there's no extra rebuy, and therefore it's only a Kohen Mashiach that brings a par on when where a normal Jew would bring a korban chatas of a seer and a kizba. But if he's merubah begadim, even though he's kohen gadol, he brings a regular kizba of a seer. The kula nohagus be meshuach shavar kigonim ira psul be kohen gadol minu acher takta. What's meshuach shavar? Right, the kohen gadol became pasul, and they appointed a different kohen gadol to take his place. And then the first one got okay, and he was reinstated. And then the first one is put down. All the halachas of Kohen Gadol apply to the one that was the understudy, except those are something that's kavua for the officiating Kohen Gadol, not for a Kohen Gadol who's not officiating. And only one person can bring those, not more than one. Who amur beparasha, meshuach melchama is only a kohen gadol legabe the isurim of a kohen gadol, but not legabe the avoda. Gabe vakohen agadol meechov, the husband is rabbi nomi meshuach melchama, kino foresh behorios, measher yutzak. The elu hein chamisha dvarim, what are the five things that are the isurim of a kohen gadol? Lo poreya velo poreim, ve'eno matame lekrovim, umetshuva labsula muzur almona. Avalo makriv onein, afal gav d'chsi bahi parashasai. Can't be makriv when he's an onein, and he's not makriv b'shmona begodim. D'hochi tanya behorios, yochol yakriv onein, tamad lomar olav lo achavero. Umarzir sorotzeach divre b'yehuda, demarbi le'meseches makas mikroi. And Makas of Yehuda learns that if a Meshuach Melchama dies, the Rotzeach also goes out of Ori Miklat. Upligi Rabbanan, Alei, and the Rabbanan argue on him. Al Mahai Tana Lesley Eva. This Tana doesn't hold of Eva. Because if he holds of Eva, why is the Meshuach Melchama able to do any, why is the Meshuach Sha'avar able to do anything? He shouldn't be, he's not royal a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedid. And a Kohen Gadol can't be because of Eva. Aitz Tois, he is royal to be the Kohen Gadol, to be Kohen Gadol and Mishamish. So he doesn't hold a by Eva. Midiktani kula noagos meshuach sha'avar the meshamish beches begodim. He is meshamish beches begodim. Not like the man the Omer holds that meshuach sha'avar is not meshamish because of Eva. Va'afilu hachi meshuach melcham alo. And still this Tana holds that meshuach melcham is not meshamish beches begodim. So you can't say the reason is Eva because then meshuach sha'avar also shouldn't be meshamish beches begodim. Kulam in August, Meshuach Melchama. Moshe says, Kilesli Eva b'dechavosei. Meshuach Sha'over Godel ha'yakamoso. The Meshuach Sha'over was on equal standing with the Kohen Godel. Right? That's where he doesn't hold of Eva. Why should I be upset if somebody on equal standing with me is able to be Meshamish like me? But I am upset if somebody on a lower status is Meshamish like me. Then there is Eva. Avo Meshuach Melchama dezuter minei choshish levaso. Okay. Yosef Ravavo, the Kamer Lola Hashmaisa Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. So Ravavo said over this Maimra in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Lahashmaisa, the Chiyosar of Dimi, that the whole reason is because of Eva. Okay? That, Chiyosar of Dimi. What was the case? The beginning case, right? Right. Kiyosar of Dimi, Omer Begodmishab, Kohen Godel, Meshamish Bahem, Meshuach Melchama, Meshamish Bahem. Right? That means the Torah, at least, he's Meshamish Beches Begodim. So he said this over in the name of Rav Yochanan. Okay? Rav Avol said what Rav Dimi said in the name of Rav Yochanan. Adrinu Rabbi Ami V'Ravasi Lapayu. So Rav Ami and Rav Ashi turned away their faces as if to say, Rabbi Yochanan never said this. Saying something wrong. Rabbi Yochanan never said that the Meshuach Melchama is Meshamish Beches Begadim. Ikad the Amri, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amra, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Vadrinu Rav Ami Rav Ashi Lapayu. And Rav Ami and Rav Ashi turned away their face as if to say, it's not true. Rabbi Yochanan never said it. Maskif lo Rav Papa. Bishlam Rav Avo Mishum Yakra Devei Kesar. Right? Why didn't Rav Ami and Rav Ashi say right out? Rabbi Yochanan never said it. Why did they just turn away their face and give the hint? So if it was Rav Avo, they didn't do it because Rav Avo was very korov l'malchus, and as covered for the keser, they didn't want to disagree openly with Rav Avo. El Rav Chiya Bar Abba nemrule. But if it was Rav Chiya Bar Abba who said it, why didn't they just come out and say, Rav Yochanan never said it? Why did they turn away their face just to hint that they were upset? Why didn't they say what was upsetting them? Namer le-namer. Lo-omer Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Why didn't they just come out and say, Pashit, Rabbi Yochanan never said that. So therefore it can't be that it was Rav Avo. It must have been, what's it called, Rav Avo and not Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Ki also Ravin, Omar Nishal Itmar. Okay, that's Rashi. They turned away their face, they were hinting the fact that Rabbi Yochanan never said this. Rabbi Avo was Korv L'Malchus, Kedamrim Masechus Chagiga, Nesu Ponim, Kedon Rabbi Avo Be'Kesar. V'Sanhedrin Nomi Amrin, Nafki Amosa De'Be'Kesar La'Apei U'Mashrile. Right, that the servants in the Kesar's house used to come and greet Rabbi Avo. Namer Le'Meimar Behedya, Lo'om Rabbi Yochanan. Ki also Ravin Omar lo mishamish bohen itmar ela nishal bohen itmar. Begodim shekoin godol mishamish bohen mashuach mulchama nishal. Kshiyotze v'mulchama v'nishal b'uri v'tumim shamelach nishal bohen. No, what really Rabbi Yochanan said was not that the mashuach mulchama is mishamish b'ches begodim. It's not true. It's not. Right? Not even not because of Eva minatori is not. But what Rabbi Yochanan said was that when you ask with the Urim V'Tumim, the Mashuach Mulchama can also ask by the Urim V'Tumim. Can be asked by the Urim V'Tumim. And when he's asked with the Urim V'Tumim, he has to wear the Shemona Begodim. Tanya Nami Hachi, there's a Brisa that says that. Begodim Shekoin Godel Meshamish Bohen, Mashuach Mulchama Nishal Bohen. The Begodim that a regular Koin Godel wears normally to do the Avoda, the Mashiach Mulchama doesn't wear for Avoda, but when he's asked, Gabi, the Urim V'Tumim, he has to wear those eight begodim. Okay. Tomer Rabbanan. Ketzad Shoalim. How do you ask with the Urim V'Tumim? Hashoel Ponev Klape Nishal, Bahanishal Ponev Klape Shchina. The person who's asking the question faces the Kohen. And the Kohen faces the Urim V'Tumim, the Shechina. Shechina means the Shemos, HaKadoshim, that are inside the Choshen. That's called the Shechina. HaShoel Omer Erdof Acharei HaGedud HaZer. The Shoel says, should I go into battle against this enemy? V'Nishal Omer Komer Hashem Aleva HaTzleach. And the Nishal answers, yeah. He looks at the Urim V'Tumim, gives him his answer, and he says the answer. Rav Yehuda Omer Ein Tzorech Lomer Komar Hashem. He doesn't have to preface his answer with Komar Hashem. Ela Alei Vatzlech. It's obvious that that's he's saying it b'shem the Urim V'Tumim. Ein Shoalim B'Kol. You don't ask out loud. Shenemar V'Shoal Lo. Right. The question is only audible to the person who's the Kohen Gadol who's hearing it. The Lo V'Har B'Libo. On the other hand, you have to say it where it's audible at least to somebody. It's not out loud, but not inaudible either. Shenamar v'shoa lo lifnei Hashem. Ela kedera sh'om rechana b'tfiloso. Like in Davin Shmon Esrei. Whisper. That's how it has to be said. Shenamar v'chana himadera b'daberes alibo. Ein sh'ol in sh'nei dvorim ke'echad. You don't ask two questions at the same time. V'im sh'ol ein machzirin ela echad. If he did ask two questions, you only answer on one of them. V'ein machzirin lo ela rishon. And only the first one's answered. Shenemar hayasgiruni bale ki'ila biyado hayered shol. Right there, he has two different things. Vayomer Hashem yered. Right, yeah, shol is what's it called? Is going to go down. Gemara says v'hayamar say machzirin el rishon. Right, lechora tzakasha. We said the only answer on the first one. Here he answered the second one. Second question. He only answered one question, but only the second one. Tirashi. Hashoel melech o abbeizdin. The Shoel is the Melech, or the Beisdin, Abbeisdin, they ask, and the Kohen Gadol is the Nishal. Ponov klape Nishal, klape Kohen. Klape Shechina, klape Urim V'Tumim. The Shem HaMefurash B'Soch HaChoshen. The Urim V'Tumim was a cloth that was inside the Choshen, that was what's it called, that's according to one opinion. It was not something that was made, it says it fell out of Shemayim. Because it doesn't say anywhere for Asisa Saurim V'Tumim. It says the El HaKoshen Tite Masha, that there was something existed and they just put it into the Choshen. So that's how some learn. It's a cloth with certain shemus of the Rabbanu Shalom that descended in Hashemayim in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what they put in the Choshen. And others learned that it was taka something made out of metal or whatever that was in the Choshen. And the Rambam learns the Urim V'Tumim were the stones themselves that lit up. That was called the Urim V'Tumim. And in the second Beis HaMikdash, there was Urim V'Tumim, but it didn't light up. It didn't function as Urim V'Tumim. But the stones were obviously there, otherwise it was Mechusar Begodim. But other Rishonim learned that Urim V'Tumim was not the actual stones, it was something inside the Choshen. The Shoah Lo Mashma Lo Levado, only he can hear it. She'ein Shomei Elohu, so it's not out loud. Eino Mahar Belibo Eliyotzi B'Sfos of Mashuel, it has to be verbalized, even though it's not loud. Shenem Rav Shoah Lo B'Mishpa the Urim, V'Somech Le Al Piv Yetzeu. Kari Bei Hochi, V'Shoah Lo Ashoel Al Piv, Shemotzi Dvorim B'Piv, it has to be audible to somebody. You ask each one separately, one question at a time. If you ask two, you only get answered on the first. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow with the answer to the kash of how David asked on two and got answered on the second one, not the first one.